Mishnah Beis. Shimna Tzadik Hoi Mishiori Knesses Hagdala. Shimna Tzadik Hoi Mishiori Knesses Hagdala. Hu Hoya Oimer. So, first, before we get to see what he says, who is he? Shimna Tzadik was the leftovers. Shiori, he was the last one of the Anshei Knesses Hagdala. Following what we said in the times before this, if he's introduced as the continuum, as the one who, the last of the Mohicans, the last of the Anshei Knesses, and this is the second Mishnah after the Mishnah Anshei Knesses, so we would assume this is an indication that there is a continuum here. Meaning that, if we said that Anshei Knesses Hagdala were giving the Shroshim, they were giving the prerequisites, they were giving the Hagdamas, and Shimon HaTzadik is going to give the continuation, something that comes next. At least what he says is more obvious to us, at least we have on the surface, we don't have to work so hard to see why these attacks are such big things. Who are you? I mean, what did he say? Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'ilam Oimed. So before we get to the particulars, what does it mean, Ashloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Omid? There are three things that the world stands on. The different Rishonim and Mefarshim ask the question in different forms. There are, if you want to talk about things that are important in the world, there are other important things in the world too. If you want to even talk about things that it says on them in Chazal, Bishvilim Libra Olam, Ar Kol Olam, is like a dayelu b'shalzeh. There's all lists of things that have tremendous kashivas. Mila is one of the things that it says. It wouldn't be for bris mila, so the world wouldn't have been created. And another way that they ask the question later on, in the end of this parak, last mishnah of this parak, has a similarly worded mishnah with a different list. Okay. And there it has din ala emes v'ala sholem. So whatever the difference between ha'olam oimed and ha'olam kayam, we're getting a different list. It means we're talking about a particular, an exact definition or a stage quality that for that it's called shloisha dvarim v'ala oimed. And that's a different subject that we have in the later Mishnah. There are other important things. Din, emes, and shalom, all very important things also. So what is our subject? What is it in particular that we're talking about? So first in chat we have Lev Ben Yonah who deals with it. And he says, Ki oimeit sh'om rabbeinu zal rotzoleima sh'nivra ha'olam bishvilom. What was the world created for? Mipnei Sheheim Ritzoyin HaKadosh Bor. In other words, the Rabbeinu Shalom creation of the world was an act that was a product of Ritzoyin HaKadosh Bor, his soul desire. So asking, like a person, any time we would see a person doing something, and the more involved activity is, the more complicated activity is, we would have a bigger question to ask, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing this for? There has to be a purpose. There has to be a tachlis. There has to be something that is the source of the rotzayin that makes it worthwhile to go to the efforts and means to get in this involvement. So when we talk about what are the things that ha'olam oimed, we're asking first, shenivra ha'olam bishvilam. Ha'olam kayim, in simple, we'll get to that mission and we'll talk about it some more. Ha'olam kayim means once the world is created for whatever purpose it was created for, but to keep it rolling, right, to keep it functioning properly, so then you need the list that you have over there. Din, Mishpat, Sholim. But the list that we have over here is the things that give the world its original purpose, meaning that the world was created for this. This is explaining. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't need anything, so what was he out to get? just means this part of it, that when the Rabbi Shem created the world, he created the world such that the Brios can come to something of a value. It can come to something that would be worthwhile in terms of the Rabbi Shem. So what is there worthwhile in the Rabbi Shem terms? And this is the things that the Rabbi Shem created the world for. To give man the opportunity to be involved in such activity which the Rabbi Shem considers worthwhile. So we're looking at what's the basic, what's basically worthwhile in the world. The basic things that make the world worthwhile, that makes that man involvement in such activity would be considered a activity that is the real sign of Nehashem. The list that we're giving is a Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Vesodim. These are the three things. Since they're so... This mission, B'chol, is a mission that we repeat very often. It's a mission that you hear a lot about. The ideas of Torah and Avodah, Gemilas Vesodim are all very well-trodden ideas. And this mission in particular is a well-trodden idea, and therefore often we miss the point. So we have to be careful here that even though things that seem similar, oh, I've heard that already. But since I've heard it already, so it doesn't speak to me anymore. We're going to have to try to get past that here and to learn that if we needed this Tana, we needed Shimon HaTzadik, Shari Chesed Leila, to put these things down for us, to clarify this down for us, then, like always in Torah, there's always more to learn. It's not as simple as it seems on the surface. But here in particular, since we're talking about step one, actually it's maybe, if we would say the last mission was the Hagdamah to the world, so this Mishnah is the Perek Rishon. That was really the Hagdamah, this is the Hagdamah. If you want to know what the world, what is worthwhile in this world, what's worth going after, so the Mishnah tells us there are three and only three, that's it. To pick out things of value, the whole Tayyat Mitzvahs, a lot of things of value. But we're saying things here, that's what, you know, this is to clarify the question. You just mean, is there something of value? Any Mitzvahs of value. All Mitzvahs are valuable. So I can just pick out three and say, well, these are the ones. These are the ones. So we're talking on a higher level. We're talking on a more basic level here. We're all Mitzvahs and all Ma'asim Tovim, everything that a person will be involved in. That is of quality will, by definition, fall into these three categories. We're talking about basic categories that all mitzvahs bring down into. All mitzvahs, essay and lois essay, relate to either the chizuk of one of these categories or their opposite number, to keep away from the opposite numbers. Okay? We're not talking about something of value. Other things are of value. But we're talking about things, what give those values value. The value of value. We're talking about the things that, mila is of value, why? Everything that there is of value, all mitzvahs that have value, besides, of course, on the simple idea that the Rebbeinu Shem asked, if the Rebbeinu Shem asked us to stand up and down, jump up and down, that would be of value also. Right? Because the Rebbeinu Shem asked us to do it. But the Rebbeinu Shem didn't ask us to jump up and down. The Rebbeinu Shem asked us to do all kinds of particular things. It means that we see that the structure of the world wasn't stand. The Rebbeinu Shem give people the opportunity to do, show allegiance by doing activities that they were ordered to do, but the activity itself has no meaning. Right? It's only just the fact that you can show your allegiance by doing what you were told to do. And the thing itself wouldn't have any intrinsic value. Here we're seeing, not that way, we're seeing that all things are of value, even mitzvahs. You know, mitzvahs, milah. Tremendous what tzitzis, tefillin, there's a lot of things, a lot of very, very positive things. And of course they do have value because they are mitzvahs, meaning that the Rebbeinu Shalom told us to do it and therefore they are good. Okay. But here we're told that the Torah has shroshim. And there are three amudim that the whole world stands on. And everything boils back to here. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Vesodim.
Question. Is it more than value than it seems to be more of a relationship? The Kodesh Baruch Hu's relationship to the world is the Torah. The human being's relationship back to the Kodesh Baruch Hu would be the Avodah. The human being's relationship to other human beings would be the Mitzvah.
That's true. That's very good. But we're getting it. Very good. This is not a stiva, we're saying this is a continuum of what we're saying. Why three? Why not seven? What are these three basic things? Pick out a number three. He looked around and all he found was three. Where did three come from? All of these things that when we find, that's why you need a Shemanatatic, you need something of this caliber, to be able to define it with absolute clarity. This is it. There's no more, there's no less. This is final, for all of times. Three is out. Right? Why three? We're three. And we're three. Why these three? What's the basis, essence of these ideas? That all of Torah, and any action that a person does, will be measured in positive and negative value against this background. If you want to get particular, you can get the color Torah Kula through Emunah. Spoke about it. So what do you mean? Three is one. All these three are products of one. There's a basic breakdown here of three. So the simplest approach is the idea, which is what you are saying, but first we'll say it in a more simpler form. The Maral explains this, a lot of them unfortunately explain it in different places. The Maral takes the idea of the Rabbeinu Yonah, he doesn't bring the Rabbeinu Yonah, but he develops the idea of the Rabbeinu Yonah one step further. The Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that these things are those concepts that relate to Ratzon Yisbarach. The Rabbeinu Yonah willed the world, and these are the things that relate to the Rabbeinu Yonah's will. When he does it, the Rabbeinu Yonah's happy. The Maral brings it a little bit closer to us, and takes us one further step. And he tells us, what are we referring to? What's the subject matter of Ratzon Yisbarach? So we have an idea which is so simple in its word that it's hard to understand that we're saying something here. That makes the Baal Shem happy is a thing called Toiv. Toiv, good. Good. And good. Is it saying that Ben Shalom made the world for good and made the world to enable man to be involved in this thing called good, Toiv. The whole world stands on Toiv. Where do we know that from? Take out your Chumash Bereishis. And the refrain that goes on throughout all of Ma'aseh Bereishis is Ki Toiv. Until the last day. Everything was Toiv in the world. There was only one creature created in all of the Grace of Bereishis that it doesn't say Mufurish on him, that he's Toiv. That was Adam. Chazal, and Rav brings it, Darshan, it says on the last day, we are Kol HaShe'oseh in general, v'hi Toiv Ma'oid, Ma'oid is Oisi Ois Adam. So he got an honorable mention. Not only did he got a very honorable mention, he's the Ma'oid Toiv of the world. But why didn't he get like a straight pasuk like everybody else? So there was a basic difference between man and all the rest of the world. All the good that exists in everything on all the levels of the world were created that way. There's a good in everything. There's good in antelopes, there's good in envelopes, there's good in electricity. Everything that you have, there's good. There's good in all the umaris, there's good. Everything that the Vayishim created has its element of Toiv. Except for one thing, Adam. Adam, the pasuk brings it, Adam was created, Kirol min ruach. What's the pasuk? Iyapera Adam yulad, Kirol min ruach. Man was created with a capability for Toiv, that it has to be earned. If you take man undeveloped the way he was created, he doesn't yet deserve the title of Toiv. But he has the capability of two things. Number one, not just attaining Toiv, but attaining Toiv Ma'odit, attaining the real Toiv, the highest level Toiv there is, and not only that, all of the Toiv of the world has meaning and value only in terms of man. Because Toiv of creation, created Toiv, that the Rabbeinu Shalom put into creation, into all the things that exist, where the creator, the created thing had nothing to do with that Toiv, is of no real value. Because the Divine Ishvara himself was absolute Tov before he started. This that he broke down Tov into little particles and stashed away certain elements of Tov into everything that exists in the world, that was a reduction. That was bringing things down. The only element of the whole world that makes any of this of any value, and not a chesed, was the fact that he created this creature called man, Adam, that was born, unquote, Ra, with the capability of Tov, but he has to get there on his own. And when he gets there on his own, then we earn something, we gain something. That makes that he can bring back all of the Tov that the Divine Ishvara put into the world back to the Divine Ishvara.
Missing something. What's the main chapter on?
The value of earning is a subject that we've talked about in the past, and I don't want to get into it tonight because we'd like to learn the mission. And this is an idea that we discussed.
Because of that, we say that the man creates the ground.
Right.
In order to be able to achieve.
That's why I put it in quotes. He wasn't bad, right? But he wasn't fit. In order to attain the quality of Toiv, he was put between Toiv and Ra.
He was in neutral.
And he was given the opportunity to be Boicher, being Toiv the Ra. This is very simplistic. I mean, it's not really quite as simple as all that. But this is just to give the basic outline of what we're doing over here. We're dealing with the Shoshe Ha'olam. We're dealing with the things that, I mean, this mission is as far back as you can get, okay? Except for the mission before. And so, obviously, we're dealing with things that are very high and very stable. Therefore, it's a little difficult to explain. We're trying to make it as clear as we can. I've tried to chart out what we're going to do over here, and it looks awfully complicated. It's really, but we'll try to keep things some level of clarity. So,
according to Rashi said. That the second day was no Kito because the first row was mashing the mitzvah. Right? So for that we can see what the Nirayah is saying now. Fundamentally, but man, now by that same Kito on the sixth day when man is created, showed there wasn't a shlemus. There was no shlemus, something wasn't finished. And what it was finished, what wasn't finished is that man
finished
to start doing what he had to do.
Man has to finish himself. Yeah. Right. All of the world was created, finished in terms of everything except for man. Everything that was left out of the world was what man has to put into the world. Okay. Metals were finished as far as the element is concerned, as far as the metal is concerned. But it's not a pen. What makes metal a pen? Man. So that was missing out of everything that can still be brought out of the Toiv in the world, was that's all through man. And that's why with the Toiv Ma'oid, the Ma'oid Toiv, metal was good as metal also. But it can be made better by being processed. But outside of man, all that is processed is processing out, bringing out the Toiv that intrinsically existed. The characteristics, the qualities of the elements that the world exists in the world, that the Bunishman put in. Man can play with them. Man can develop them, put them together, take them apart, set them up in forms that will cause all of the development that there is in the world. And this is something Bhagavan wants us to do. Okay. That's the Bhagavan didn't create the world that it should remain in the undeveloped, unformed state. But he gave all of the potential there, and he gave all of the capability of bringing the potential to fruition to man. So this is what we are. We sit as the Melachim of the world with all of the covered, right, with all the responsibility. Because all of the Toiv, to bring it to real Toiv in the world that there exists, is in the hands of man. Okay. Step one. Step two. So what we're after here is things that are of basic value, things that are Toiv in essence, and that without them the world would be missing. Okay, next step. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. A simple approach here, similar to what he said, but not exact, is first to understand that there are three types of activity that man is involved with. There are three types of activity that man is involved with. There are three areas where toiv, where good or bad, we'll try to keep positive for a while, right, that good can exist or be missing. Either, there are three areas where man has area of perfection, development. And these are the famous areas, Be'olam L'chaveiro, Be'olam L'mokrim, and the third one, which is sometimes not as well known, Be'olam L'atzmo. Man has to perfect himself and the world in three forms. How man interrelates, how man interrelates with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and how man is developed in vis-a-vis himself. These three definitions of the areas of activity is all that exists. Man has no other areas of activity or value. This is it. And this is where the basic three come from. We can relate, just to complicate life a little bit, and to maybe the first glance of the relationship between this Mishnah and our last Mishnah. We've explained before that man has, on the first approach, when we first look at man, we see him as a tusa. He's a guf, a fesh, a body and a soul. A neshama and a guf. A neshama, which is ruchni, is a chelek elokam mal, and a guf, which is chumri. On a second glance, we find that man is broken down on three levels. We spoke about this in the last mission, I believe, that's what I can say. There are three levels which man has. It's called neshama, ruach, and nefesh. Neshama, that is the chelek elokam mal. It takes its most outer form that we're most aware of in seichel, in intellect. Ruach is the middle level. That includes all of the that we relate to heart. Includes emotions, and it also includes the expression of man, which is called dibur. This is ruach. And the lowest level is guf, nefesh, which that relates to all of the physicality of man. These three forms, areas of relationship that we have, corresponds to these three. This is first on a simple approach. We'll start from the bottom up. Goof. Goof, we'll use ourselves about this word. It says, my gashmius may be a problem for my rukness, but your gashmius is my rukness. What is the height of the use of all the physical things it needs to our man? The place where it comes out in its greatest value is in chesed. In the omelet of Vilas Pasodim, all of the needs, physical needs, simple needs, in the maisim of chesed that there are, relate first and foremost, in its most basic form, to serving the needs of fellow men. There is an idea of there's an idea of doing chesed with yourself also. We have to take care of our own goof also. Our neshama, our higher element, has to recognize and value the fine service that our goof does for us and take care of it. It's one of the responsibilities of the neshama. And it's chesed. There's a pasuk that says, "Goyim lenasha ish chesed." Ish chesed is goyim lenasha. Feed the goof, bathe the goof, and put it to bed. take care of all of its needs. But this is an extension of the basic idea of chesed, which first and foremost takes place by other people. Avoida, the omud of Avoida, is that omud which relates between Beinonu and Malkum. And this is the highest. Man relates, obviously, to the Rabbanim Shalom, first and foremost, from that aspect of him, the neshama, which is a chelek elokam mal. The neshama, which directly relates to the Rabbanim Shalom to that degree, that this expression of chelek elokam mal, let's say chelek elokam mal, that's where we have the intimate and closest form of relationship. Through the seichel, through the avodah, man can come to serve the Rabbanim Shalom, Oyved Hashem, to relate back up all of the lower levels, and through that, all of the rest of the world that is around him, and bring it back to the Rabbanim Shalom, bring it back to the service of the Rabbanim Shalom. So, the highest level of man, the Neshama, this is first and foremost relates to the idea of Bein Hur Hamakom. The middle level is the Bein Olam La'atzma. Where did that come from? How did two turn into three? And why is Torah? That's, Torah is the omud that relates to Bein Olam La'atzma. So first on a simple level, okay, Bein Olam La'atzma, Torah is that thing which can bend the scale in one direction or the other. What does that mean? A person has three parts to him, which were a product of two parts. Man has a part which is more the Rabbanim Shalom than man. The Neshama is closer to a Dover Ruchni as a Chelek Bekal Mamal, so it's higher level than the essence of man. We're talking about the Neshama as itself. The group as itself is a behemoth, a developed behemoth, very sophisticated behemoth. We're talking the goof on its own, without the connection with the neshama and the seichel, higher levels of man, is an animal. This is called nefesh habehemis. All of the physical drives and activities of man are shove, are equivalent between man and animals, only in a more developed form. Man was put into the world to take these two koichos together, and he has a prayer. He can go one way or the other. There's a meaning point. Man is the creation that puts both of them together. There's a meaning point, and it can go one way or the other. That meaning point is the lathe. That meaning point is the ruach. It's between. It's related to the guf. It's an extension of the neshama. It's one between the other. And that's where the balance can be bent. On the one hand, man is a neshama. On the other hand, man is a guf, is a behemah. The koyachas ha-nefesh, the ruach, the koyach ha-dibur, ha-chayim v'amoros pelad ha-loshim. This is the fulcrum where either a person can bring down the neshama into the guf and make the guf part and parcel of the neshama, and then it becomes inclusive the goof as a chelek l'kamim al. Or, chas v'shalom, the other way, he can go after the desires of the goof to the degree that afterwards he refers to these desires as the desires of the heart. My heart's desires. Your heart's desires? Goof desires. Uh-oh, something's out of whack. Right? If your heart desires already, then that's the three areas. Torah is the essence of the energy of man that gives man the capability of winning this balancing act. Torah is the energizing of man. It's the hashlom of man. Torah is that koyach that makes man a man, meaning the quality of man, and not a system. For this reason, two things we have now. the first Mishnah, which we said was a Havdama to this Mishnah, was all expressed in terms of Torah. All of the three aspects that we discussed in the first Mishnah were all expressed in terms of Torah. This Mishnah, there's a change in order than the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah was in the normal order of things. As I've explained, Neshama, Ruach, Nefesh, coming from the top down. This Mishnah, there's a change. Torah and Avodah, Nuschas Odin, Avodah, if we'll talk about Machshava, Dibor, Maaseh, so there's a change. Instead of being on the three levels, Machshava, Dibor, Maaseh, which we would expect, so it should have been Avodah, Torah, Nuschas Odin, we find a change between the first and the second. Torah is put first. Torah, Avodah, Nuschas Odin. First, Dibor, first, Ruach, then, Avoida. No, only at the third is Milas Chasod. Why the change? This is because the Shoyrish of all, there's a Seder here. The Shoyrish that we had in the last Mishnah, and even within the three Amudim, there's a Seder. All of the quality of Avoida and Milas Chasod, for it to be of that of man quality of Odom, the Ma'oid, the Toiv Ma'oid, the Odom, that source Odom, which is the value of the world, the Toiv of the world, it has to come from the Koyach of Torah. So the source of all Torah, and all three of them, is Torah. Torah comes first, and that's the essence of man. The quality that enables that, Chelik of the Neshama, we didn't create the Neshama. All of the qualities that there are in the Neshama, we can't take credit for. All that, that's, in a way, would go into the Torah of the creation of. When we said before, man was toiv and ra, one form of understanding, but it's only in a borrowed term. Right? In a relative term, the neshama is relatively toiv, right? The guf is relatively ra, and Adam, which is mainly the koyach haruach, which that's the level of Adam himself, is between these two. You can go one way or the other. Either he can take the koyachas hanefesh, will overcome the heart, and his heart's desires will go up the ladder and use the brain to figure out how he can go about getting his heart's desires. So the cycle in the Shalom itself becomes a shimush in the desires of the heart, which have their source in the guf. Or, the other way. You can go that the Neshama could teach the light, Yadata Hayoi, which was the Lanecha, from Yadir of the Moyach to the Hashava to the Kechas and Nefesh of the light. And once you have the heart and the brain together working, then the guf goes along and is nichna, follows, and is the vehicle for the neshama. And the neshama can't do any mitzvahs. There's not one mitzvah in the world that the neshama can do. Just like a malach can do mitzvahs. The only way a neshama can accomplish its own shemayim is only through the fine services of the guf. That koyach, which enables this balance, is Torah. And this is the basic idea, the source idea which is expressed in our tradition. Barasi Yetzahara. Man was created, this is the Ram in the Urav. What's Pshat in the Urav? It says that the Yetzahara, a person is born with. The Toiv Ha'odim comes later, develops slowly. Right? What is that? What does it mean in practical terms? Here the Gemara explains. That Ra, in quotes, that is the beginnings of man, not the essence of man, but that's the difference between us and Christianity. This is something that maybe we have to put it in brackets and maybe just make this clear. Christianity sees man be'etzim is ra, sees the guf be'etzim is ra. We don't. We see it as something that has, on its own, more of a potential to go in that direction. And we see it as in a stage, the guf as something that starts off. Barasi Yetzirah comes before the Yetzir Tov. But in proper form, when man is functioning properly, and the Neshama is using the guf for Avodas Hashem, then the guf is Tohar V'Toiv, just like the Neshama. It's just a continuum on a lower level. We can only talk about higher levels and lower levels, but we don't talk about the Neshama. But if Chas V'Shalom, the guf would turn around and take over first the heart and then the neshama, then the neshama is also wrapped. Then the seichel that's used for driving a person to figure out very ingenious ways of attaining whatever those koyachos, the tribes that he has, are the desires of his heart, which really have a source in a goal. So the whole process is wrapped. So we only say that as rather than be'etzim, so that's the difference. They see it as be'etzim, we see it only as there's a process here. You start off here on the left foot. Man starts off on the left foot. But that's only to give it, otherwise we wouldn't have a chance. It wouldn't really be b'chir. If the neshama would start off right away, the neshama is fourth much more powerful than the guf. This is a piece of dirt, and this is a neshama. The guf wouldn't stand a chance. Sachakol. Who's stronger? So they have to give all the advantages to the guf in order for it to be a balance. The neshama is working with emes. The guf can only give you sheker. Okay. It's not a very good... they don't have much to work with. So we have to give all the advantages to the guf to make prayer. But not the etzim mitzvah. It's only that we're given that form in order for creation of prayer. But in the matter of prayer, everything is kosher and taught. That's in quotes. That's in brackets. Just the side point. Just there shouldn't be a misconception here. So Torah, therefore, is put first in this Mishnah, and everything that we had in the first Mishnah was described in terms of Torah. Because, as we said, that was the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. When we're going for Torah Shavuot, to Torah Shavuot Peh, well, now everything would be dependent, not on coming down from the Bnei Shalom and open revelation, but man's own development of the Torah itself. Torah Shavuot Peh. And all of the revelation that there was in Torah Shavuot Peh, of the Divine Hashem now has to come through our mouth. Now has to come through man. How can man say Divine Hashem? What does it mean, I say Torah? A person says a Kaddish in Torah. So, there's a story, I think I mentioned it once. Gemara says that there was a machlokes between them and Rahim, and they met Eliyahu and Navi. What do you say? He says, Allah is a b'ni, tachuim. Chalina b'ni, that's the b'ni, what is the b'ni Shem saying up in Yeshiva Shamayla? Allah is a b'ni, tachuim. Chalina b'ni, tachuim. Because once the Dvar Hashem is given to Torah Shavuot Peh, in the form of Torah Shavuot Peh, that is the Torah. The Omar Abaye is part of Torah. It's not an introduction to Torah. Omar Abaye is part of Torah. We didn't know. A Dover, impossible to understand. What does it mean? Omar Abaye in that Torah. Torah is Dvar Hashem. So here we say Omar Abaye, means it was the words of Abaye, and we're saying this is Dvar Hashem. Is it Dvar Hashem? Is it Omar Abaye? This is the ma'oi toiv of man, that the etzem man in the Bnei Shalom, Yisrael, V'araisa, Kutchi B'richu Chadim. Torah is this connecting point that brings out the Chelek of Kavim Al, and makes the Dibur of man, Dvar Hashem. All of these things are a little high, a little difficult, but I'm trying to keep them as basic as we can, because what can we do? This mission is a very basic, and a very, if no other Torahs will come out of this year, just that we realize the things that we knew, I knew this 40 years ago, I heard this thing, and then we found, no, it's not so simple. Things, there's more, I didn't understand exactly, but Torah is not so simple, so the Zagam Yeshoi. They realize that Torah, even on the most basic and simplest ideas, right, the Mamakim that there are in every word of the Mishnah, every word of the Torah, and the Shteitzach, we have no chutzpah, Chas HaShalom, to say that this is what we're saying is the understanding of the mission. Missions are much bigger than us, and everything that we understand, and certainly everything what we say, is only a scratch on the surface to have a little inkling that we can also give a peek in to see what the Torah has in its store. Now, there's one thing that's total meters of deep, and it's the watch. Every 60 minutes, an hour goes by. Doesn't matter what you're doing. You're doing the best thing in the world. Right? Unless your name is Yeshua ben Nun. Shemesh we give him doing. Sorry. Haven't finished this war. Stop. But besides him, nobody else is able to stop the watch. What can I do? What can I do? So these are the three areas. Where does it come from? It comes into the essence of man, that man is half neshama and half guf. And the essence of man is not neshama plus guf. The essence of man is that combines within it neshama and guf. I can prove it to you. We say in the morning, Elokai, neshama shenasata bi tahorahi. What is it? Neshama shenasata bi? Who's bi? The neshama that you put in me, who's me, the guf? We're talking about neshama, we refer to me as the guf. That's good. I'm not the guf. The guf is... What is a guf? I'm a guf. The neshama is something from the outside and I'm the guf. That's for sure. So what does the meaning of the guy? Neshama shenasata bi? This is Tefillah is also one thing that Dibur. Kirchhoff said Dibur is expression. This is Odom speaking. Odom is that contains a guf and a neshama. Just like he has within him a neshama. He has within him a guf. He's made up of a guf and a neshama, he is the Odom. The guf, he said, Hashayotza spoke about the guf there. Hashayotza is the Odom, the Chokhmah. Man was created with Chokhmah, the guf. He has that. And another kind of shit. Those are the two halakim that man expresses his thanks for his guf and thanks for his neshama. Man is a combination of that. Torah is the basic koyach. That's Torah's chayim. That is the koyach of man that connects man in its very essence, and that it brings kuchibruch yisrael Torah kuchibruch yisrael chadu. That it brings it and makes a continuum between bari and niver. That makes brings man back to the Rabbanei Shalom is the Koyach HaTorah. The Koyach HaTorah relates to the essence of man. That's been Olam HaAtzmah. The perfection of man is Torah. Agav, since we mentioned it, we can clarify now a question that bothers many people. What's the importance of learning all kinds of areas of Torah that are not so negated to me? Have a shir. I'm going to come kaveyit in the Torah. When I come to the learning bar mitzvah, I show you my hair. I'm not going to take any pictures. I'm not going to give anybody any pictures. You know. So I said, I want to just learn Shabbos. That's going to be a lot of my submission. I'm not a dying in Bochum. You don't very nice to my wife. And so forth. So a person can sometimes lose understanding, lose sight. What's all this Torah? What's the importance of Torah? What's its importance? Davening, b'dom l'mokum, he understands. Chesed, b'dom l'chaveira, he understands. But what does Torah do for me? So we sometimes make the mistake of thinking that Torah is only a hechatimsa. If I want to know how to daven properly, I want to know how to say brachas, I have to learn brachas. If I want to know how to keep Shabbos, then Shabbos. If I want to know how to give tzedakah, so I'm going to learn Shabbos tzedakah. So b'nai l'chaveira, b'nai l'mokum, the Torah is just a rule book to teach you how properly the other two. This is a terrible mistake. So then we have to always be careful. The reverse is the truth. That's making Torah only a kli, only a hechatimsa to come to the other two. The reverse is the truth. The crown, the one that comes first, the first thing that we have of the Gimel HaMudim, there are Gimel HaMudim. But the crown of the Gimel HaMudim is the Keshet Torah. Because all the others only have their fruition and their expression from the Koyach of Torah. But the Koyach of Torah is the thing itself. Man was made imperfect, and he was given the possibility of going one direction to the other. Perosi Yitzhar, Perosi Torah Tav. Those are the two choices. That's basic Bechira. Basic Bechira is, I'm going to go it on my own. You finish, you don't have a chance. You weren't created that way. The Gemara, we'll bring down the Gemara in a little longer form. Moshul, the Gemara of Kedushin, the Gemara of Beis, says like this. Moshul, the Madar Deimer, the Melech, Shehipa is Benoi, Maka, Rab. He hit him a terrible wound. Samalavartiya. He put on, he had a magic bandage. He told him. So as long as this bandage is on, you can eat what you want, you can drink what you want, you can bathe in cold or hot, and you'll be alright. But if you take off that bandage, nothing's going to happen. You're finished. Kach. Barosi tereta. Barosi yitzavar. Bo, you, barosu lifto, barosu ilum in ador. Barosu tzadikim, barosu yitzavar. What do you want from Yitzhak? How do you tell? Who gave them Yitzhak? They made it. They were born that way. Every person has a Yitzhak. Where do you get it from? And there is first birthday present. First thing a person does is receives a Yitzhak, birthday present. Right about the time when the doctor's giving the patch. The Yitzhak joins him. That's about the trip to this world. What do you mean? You gave it. You're right. The one says you're right. Yitzhak, I made it. That's not your problem. I gave you that once. But I also put a tea on it. You know what you were doing the 9 months in there? They taught him prayer. The 9 months before him, you were teaching prayer. That means prepare man that he can overcome the Yitzhak. Torah is that Koyach which perfects man and gives him the capability that if he's with Torah, so he can eat what he wants, he can eat what he wants, he's going to do fine. But without it, you want to have the omuz of chesed on its own, the yitzhar won't allow. You want to have the omuz of the avodah on its own, the yitzhar will be just for it. There's a little to the left there, you'll end up in a way of zohar. There's a little mistake. You'll end up in a way of zohar. In order that there should be of any value, that should be as prayers, all of them would have come from the Torah. Torah is a double be'etzim. Just like a person has a machavor and shesagiri, the Torah has correspondingly the mitzvah says and mitzvah says. Torah and man are made exactly parallel to the other. Every aspect of man has an aspect of Torah in a parallel directly. That brings man back to the Rabbani Shalom, brings it all, makes it one. You have the Rabbani Shalom, you have man in the middle, you have Torah. When you have Torah in the middle, then you have the other two subjects. If I have Torah, then I can relate to the Rabbani Shalom, and then I'm a man and I can relate to man. An animal can't relate to man. First I have to be an Adam. The Koyach that makes a person an Adam, that he's a Bar Hochi, both to relate to the Rabbani Shalom. Who can doubt? Animals can't doubt. They have a different form of that, but what we call that Tfila, real Tfila, is much like an Adam. Right? And Chesed also. You have to be first Kapun Zayin HaMesh, it's the same Yiddish. The etzim koyach that gives a person the quality and the capability of being an adam that energizes and brings out the quality of man as man, that's Torah. That's why it comes first. Once you're there, we go on to the other areas. So, we will just make one last point. That will just be another idea, which will be a beginning of the discussion for next week, where we're going to relate this Mishnah back to the first Mishnah and show the relationship. Now, unfortunately, this is well known, this idea, that these three are mudim, since this is the Shoshim of the world, were also the Shoshim of Klai Yisrael. And the three Avos correspond directly to these three amudim. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. This is something he says in Chazal. Avraham was the Amud of Chesed. All his Avodas Hashem was based on Mechmoses Orphan. Chesed, Tov. Yitzhak is the Amud HaAvodah. He himself was the only person in the world who ever attained the quality of being an Oyla himself in Amish, in the simplest form. And that it should be allowed. Anybody else ever tried it was over the zone. The person who placed their kids under his bed, the Baal, tried to copy over the zone. They wouldn't give up to that. The only person who ever was himself, and I think that's me, was his very essence, was cold, cool, and a korban. That was his. He was the Om. And Yaakov, Yaakov, Yishtam, Yishav, Aholim, he was the Omer HaTorah. He tells the Yetzer Hara, Esav, was in love and garden. You're right. I'm living this world. Okay. So you, remember that? I got it to you. You're here. Yeah, we know 400 people. But Tayagnitzis is Torah. Tayagnitzis Shemarati, Torah. We'll deal with you on your heaven. You have a sweet name. Yetzirah comes and remember me. Yetzirah is all powerful. He is. But without the Atiyah, it doesn't help people. Not eat, yes, eat this, people know that, people know these two for those two for. So Melech Zochim the Xil. No other choice. Zochim, no other choice. Xil. Because the Etzem is only sound chicken. And what could be more foolish than that? And what's the truth of Hashem? Titan Emes Yaakov. Torah is the Mahus Emes. Torah is the Omer Emes. Emes is the antidote of Hashem. Can't be more simple than that. Right. The Yetzer Hara is the Amud HaShekeh, and the direct requirement that there's no, all the other approaches are side issues, but the direct antidote, Emes Shekeh, Ter Yetzer Hara, Rosh Yetzer Hara, Rosh Yetzer Hara. Man could either do Ritzon Shemayim or fail in Bechira. Either live according to that he was created for, like it says. You have a choice. If you want, give me a choice, free choice. If you want, you can live and have everything good. If you want, you can jump off a roof, but before you do, you'll be tortured. Take it, free choice. That's a choice. That's a choice. The answer is Emes and Sheker. There is a Yetzer Hara who, with the Koyach HaSheker, come in and make you Mesupik. That maybe, you know what I should take? I should take Moses. Maybe that's what I should take. U'becharta b'chayim, Rashi says, Moshel the Melech, and he had a ben chovet, Melech, and he says, and he takes his son by the hand, and says, when it comes time to spread up the Yerusha, take this one. This is the good one. So too, the Ben Shem takes us and says, there's chayim and Moses. Right? But please, Christ, please say, here it is. I know you can't tell, it's difficult. It's very difficult to know what would you prefer, Chaim and Moses. Yeah, I'm telling you, believe me, trust me. Bechai to Bechai, choose Chaim. The answer is, the whole business is just Sheker and Emes. Torah, that's the Emes Ba'atzim. Titan Emes Yaakov, that's the Omud of Omud HaTorah, that was Yaakov Avinu. And he is the Omer HaTorah. That's why he is called, the Chazal is called the Bechir HaOlis. Chutam Shulu Shlebehim. It looks like he has the Koyach of the other two put together. He's the one who includes within him all three. He's the Chutam Shulu. That means that he has all three. A thin strand by itself, it's a nice thing, then it could be broken. Two, three, once you have three twine, that's already strong. When you have Torah, it started building up. So it went from Chesed, built up to Voida, built up to Torah. Is the highest value, Torah is the greatest quality, it's the Kesel of Klal itself. That, the Emes itself is the refuah of all the Machlas HaYetzer in all of its forms. And it is the essence of the connection between man and the Ribono Shel Olam, Ad Kedei, that we say, which is beautiful, right? So we say,